One of Trump's top environmental cabinet members is Ryan Zinke, Secretary of the Interior. Zinke came to Western Pennsylvania recently to talk about the problem of old coal mines. Zinke oversees the federal agency in charge of cleaning up these sites. And the town he came to, East Bethlehem Township, is home to one of these eyesores. Black Dog Hollow is a 100-foot-tall pile of coal and rock, an ugly hill created by the unwanted cuttings from a mine that closed 30 years ago. Nothing grows on it. It's eroding into nearby streams, and acid runoff pours off of it every time it rains. At a crowded fire hall just down a hill from the pile, Marianne Kabaki said it's generally a nuisance.
We have ATVs riding there, a lot of trespassing. Of course, it's unsecured, many entrances and exits to the dump. So we've had a lot of complaints about that, and we have had people get hurt there.
Kabaki is the secretary of East Bethlehem Township in Washington County. She was awaiting the arrival of Ryan Zinke, Secretary of the Interior. Zinke had chosen her town as the place to announce this year's abandoned mine funding because East Bethlehem is a poster child for why the program exists. Created in 1977, the Abandoned Minelands Fund helps states deal with the legacy of historic coal mining. With funding from the program, Black Dog Hollow is slated to get cleaned up in the next few years, which will come as a relief to Kabaki and the rest of the community.
We have, of course, the eroding channels, the water that fills our storm drains eventually ends up in our river. We have people that live in close proximity to the dump. One house, I believe, is within 100 feet, the closest one. People have had to suffer with this for many years, so we're glad to see something happening with it.
After arriving at the fire hall, Zinke came to the microphone. A tall Montanan and former Navy SEAL, Zinke said Pennsylvania was still ripe for coal mining.
And here there's economic opportunity, and we can do it right. But we also have to learn from the past.
That was a past before modern regulations prevented companies from leaving scars on the land like Black Dog Hollow. With federal abandoned mine funding, the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection will grade the site and treat the acidic topsoil so that plants will grow on it.
I think in probably between 12 months and 18 months, we're going to see grass in the hill. And in 5 years, we'll see trees. And compared to what it is today, to what it will be, that's in a positive direction.
Zinke revealed the amount for this year's cleanup program, $300 million, and he even signed one of those symbolic oversized checks.
It's only as good as the government.
Of that $300 million, Pennsylvania's share will be $55 million, second only to Wyoming. It's an increase over what the state has gotten over the past few years, thanks to a change in funding set out by Congress in 2006, when it reauthorized the program. The state's share is so big because it has so many old mine sites, 800, the most in the country. John Stefanko of the Pennsylvania DEP said that all told, the state's abandoned mines would cost $15 billion to clean up. At current funding levels, that work will go on for decades.
It's really hard to how to predict, but it definitely will not be in my lifetime and probably not your lifetime either.
The DEP has yet to determine when it will begin construction on Black Dog Hollow. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.